Hey guys, it's Espe and we're back with another episode of Espe Speaks. I am just now awakening from my bed. Crazy night last night, so I said let's talk about it. So, for those of you who don't have me on Snapchat, you wouldn't know that I was in my dorm all day yesterday. I never left. I left to make noodles. And I finally left around 10 o'clock to go to the movies with my friend Holly and her roommate. And we saw The Nun, which was actually it was scary. It was scary. But it was like jump scary, like no suspense or anything. But anyway, I was at a movie and there was a little, you know, I live in Oklahoma, and everywhere you go, there's a lot of white people. So, I went, and we were just, you know, watching a movie. Of course, I said some choice words, a little coarse language, but I was actually really scared. The movie scared me. I'm scared of the dark, and there was fucking demons, you know, breaking through walls, choking people. I don't know fucking where. This damn sound. Then we was in the XD movie theater. And I don't know, extreme definition is what it means. So the sound was like perfect. Like in one scene, there was a hawk, I guess, some type of bird. It made a sound, and it literally sounded like the bird was inside the theater. It was just, it was crazy, and it was crazy. So, you know, I left, and there was this white girl. They were staring at me, and I'm guessing it's because of the shoes I had on. I had on my custom Nikes, they're gold. And the Nike check is very sparkly and they're really cute, so I don't wear them often, but you know, I thought it was because of my shoes. And you know, I'm laughing with Holly. I haven't left my dorm all day. You know, I was out having fun. I've been cooped up all day, so I'm just being me, you know. I don't think I'm being obnoxious, but I mean, I probably was. And they start talking, and I can hear them. And I guess since I'm loud, they get louder. And one of them says, "Nigga." So I look back like, "Bitch, you didn't sound ethnic at all when you said that shit. Who the fuck are you?" And they all look at me and they like look away. And I'm like, "You don't feel as though you need to say sorry or my apologies?" Like, I heard you. It'd be different if I didn't hear you. You know, like what people do in their own home. Okay, whatever. You know, you want to call your friends nigga this, nigga that. Cool. Do you. I'm not trying to control what people say. All I ask is that you filter yourself around others. Or if you hear some shit like that, stand up for yourself. Because I'll be goddamn if I let some shit like that get... No. Like, and I told her, I said, "Are you serious right now? You're just gonna act like you didn't say that shit and it's gonna be okay? No. You need to fucking apologize. And if you're gonna say that shit, take that shit somewhere else. Nobody wants to hear that. Especially not me. You think that, you know, you could just say shit because of the way you look? I will slap the fuck out of you. I'll beat your ass so bad you'll look black like me. The fuck is wrong with people? I don't understand. And it pisses me off because people these days have no respect. And they're really bold. And I'm being bold right back, like right along with them. Because I don't give a shit. I've been bold all my life. Every day I wake up and walk into white America, I'm bold. Anything could happen. Any officer could come up and shoot me. Any white man could pull me off a train because they don't like the music I'm listening to. Any white person driving in a, you know, fucking vehicle could hit me and get away with it, shoot me and get away with it, call the police on me for doing absolutely nothing. And it's horrible because I have to face that shit every day. And I thank God that I don't go through it firsthand, but seeing others go through that, it's horrible. And then to be like, to prove my point furthermore, when we got to the movies, some guys ordered online, some white guys ordered online, and they took our seats. So I knew that I was gonna have to move when I got there. But the dude, I had my purse in the chair near me, and the dude just comes up and stands over the chair looking at me like I'm just supposed to move it because he's here. And I was like, what do you need? Would you like to sit down? Oh, do you want me to move your purse or you want to move it? Bitch, the word is, hey, is anybody sitting here? Or, you know, hey, I have this seat. Would you like, you know, to move your purse? Or some other shit? Like, what the fuck? You could literally have said, excuse me. And I would have said, oh, no problem, honey. That's how I am. It's two fucking words. Thank you. Excuse me. You're welcome. That's it. It's nothing hard about that. You fix your mouth to say 30 fucking racial slurs, but you can never say, excuse me. Thank you. You're welcome. That's a lot less energy, a lot less time, a lot less muscles. But instead, you want to be extra and be rude. For what reason? What do they gain from that? And I really would like to know, what do people gain from being rude, from being assholes, from being dumb bitches, from being stupid dickheads? What do they fucking gain? What? What do they gain? A laugh? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you serious? What is it? They're like, does their bank account get bigger? Are they given a check every time they do some shit like that? Like, it doesn't keep me up at night, but it might as fucking well. It baffles me that people are like that. And it's absolutely crazy because, you know, I have just never. And it's not even like, oh, it's an accident, because people know. People know what they're doing, you know? People know. Like me, I know when I'm around a fuck ton of white people. Don't say crackers. Don't say rednecks. Don't say honkies. Don't say school shooters. And it's like, it's just common sense. You see what's in the media. Whether you choose to ignore it or acknowledge it, you see people don't like the shit that's happening. You see that shit. You're aware of that shit, yet you choose to ignore it. You choose to be ignorant. You choose to be obnoxiously rude. And it's like, for what? Then if I slap your ass, it's the same amount of disrespect. I feel as though somebody calling me a nigger or a black bitch, porch munchie, whatever the fuck it is, it's the same thing as somebody slapping me. And I don't understand. You know, I don't fucking get it, y'all. I don't. And I have white friends who don't like being white. Now, if that doesn't say, if that doesn't scream volumes, I don't know what does. I've had friends that hate being white because they hate being, you know, judged, stereotyped. They hate it because they are not like that. They're the complete opposite. I have one white friend who's gay and has a black girlfriend. Now, the black girlfriend, she has a white girlfriend, so she's, everybody's like, what the fuck? You know, you're gay and you go get this white bitch? So it's like, you know, she's dealing with her own problems. But at the same time, like I was saying, she, you know, she hates being white. She does. I met some white girls here, and they are completely just sheltered, and I feel so bad. And one of the girls that I actually hang out with, she wants my hair. She wants my hair so bad. She wants, and I don't get it. I just, it's like, it's crazy to me, you know? And it's just like, I don't understand how you could treat people so bad. I don't understand what we've done as a whole. I don't get why white people stare at me when I go in the store. I don't understand why they follow me. I don't understand why they watch me, and I don't get why they're so rude. I don't understand, you know, I don't know what I did, and it makes me sad because people lose their life for nothing, for absolutely no reason, and I can't understand why they would just want to take precious lives over CDs, signal lights, Arizona tea and Skittles. I don't get it. And I don't know, what is it gonna take? Like, what's it gonna take? What is it gonna take for them to understand that we have done nothing? I don't understand. It's almost like I want to go back to being segregated. I don't want to be around them. I want to be away from them. I feel at home when I'm with a group of black people. And I mean, here, honestly, at my school, they, like, the black people I've met one black girl, and she's okay. And I know one black boy, we laugh all the time. But other than that, the other black kids, it's like I've never talked to them, or they just like are fucking rude, and I'm like, I don't get it. But I know that when I go back home, I'm gonna be much happier. You know, I'm gonna feel like I'm in college. I'm gonna feel like I'm doing well, I'm doing good. I'm gonna be happy. Anyway, I've missed some phone calls, so I've got a blast. But feel free, you know, to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, add me on Snapchat. She's.espe is my very active page, but if you'd like to follow me on my more low-key page, it's x.espe. But please DM me, because I think both pages are private. And, you know, you can send me a message, be like, hey, I'm from your podcast, can I follow you? Or something like that. Because I don't just be letting anybody follow me. But anyway, I love you all. Thank you for tuning in. You know, the message I wanted you guys to get from this is, don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe in. Don't be scared to sacrifice things that you know. You know, if you know that it's going to go wrong, don't be shy. Don't back down, because there's better opportunities, and you do not want a life-changing opportunity built on bad faith. Like, it's not okay, and it'll stick with you for the rest of your life. And I know I truly have some regrets, but it's nothing I can do about it now. but stand up for what I believe in now and tell others that you don't want to make the same mistake that I did. Don't fight your instincts. Go with your first mind and it'll be okay. But thank you guys for tuning in. I love you all. See you next time.